Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we begin in the hush knot. Block Talk Radio, listen in Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together, it's like a dream team. A Bronx bomber who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, and we're live on Lush Radio Online, the hottest internet radio show worldwide, hands down. We got the wonderful co-host, Future Guru, along with Ebony and myself, Lushy Lush. Tonight, we got a remarkable show. We got the one and only Mambo Soft representing the D.C. area, DMV area. They're definitely a band doing their thing and making noise. Along with that, we got Stack Bundles. Rest in peace, best friend, M.A. He's live in the building. He's going to be live in the building along with Miller, his engineer. We're going to be talking more about Stax and his memory and his legacy and the new EP that dropped on iTunes. Along with that, we're also going to have Ready Rock, you know what I'm saying, definitely repping from Far Rock Queens. I'm saying, doing they want to, so they're going to be live in the building on Lush Radio Online. We ain't playing no games, and we got a hot or not from your man, Y.D. You already know what it is. We live in the building on Lush Radio Online. We not playing the games. We live in the building. We're going to go ahead and go to the phone lines. I know I got my one, the one and only Future Guru live in the building. What up, fam?
Yeah. Shout out to Lush Radio Online. Shout out to Microphone Bully, Ebenezer. Retreat Squad, Cleveland Divas. You know, how's everybody out here calling tonight? Dynamite Pack Show. You know, right now it's all about what we doing for this this whole online community, man. Shout out to everybody on Twitter, Retreat Squad, Strictly Bunk One, Ohana Shop. What's good, Lush? What's up?
Ain't nothing much, man. I'm digging in the scene on the gangster lane. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna have an impact. Shout out my girl, NYC, Cookie NYC with a K, Cookie NYC, definitely holding us down with the interview. She actually brought us all three of the artists, all three of the people that's going to be on the show tonight. So basically, I want you guys to follow her on Twitter. Definitely, she is definitely awesome, and she's doing her thing, and we definitely need to go ahead and support all the people that definitely support us in the industry, and that's what it is. We're live in the building on Lush Radio Online right now, and we're going to have Mambo Sauce in the building in a few minutes, but I'm going to go ahead and go to one of their songs right now, and this is one of their classics that they're really known for in the D.C. area right here, and it's called Welcome to D.C. by Mambo Sauce, and Black Bull is actually going to be the one calling them. So this one right here, check it out, Welcome to D.C.
Welcome to D.C. The G-O, the G-O, the
get back to the madness head for how the city renamed Cigarette Jack for how even the mayor had a run in with crack. But we all kept it real and we voted them back. But we got no stars that sit on bars like BET wasn't burning our backyard. So our NEC, our essence in our backyard. And stop, y'all got a song going hard.
Shout out the whole band, Sweet, Twink, Pep, Kyrie, Chris, JC, you know. But, you know, everybody for real, the DMV area for just supporting us, man, and we ain't going to stop.
That's what it is. You guys are definitely impacting, you know, the DMV is known for the go-go industry as their main style. But you guys are definitely taking it. It was one only other group that actually took it to the next level that was nationwide, which was EU, you know.
Right.
And they did their thing with doing a bus. it's your thing. And they basically took it internationally, worldwide. So,
right.
You know, for you guys coming in, you guys are definitely setting the standard in regards to, you know, go-go music and just being a band in general, you know, and you definitely are laying the mark. But tell us the role to getting there, you know, for, you know, that made you guys all just come together. How did you guys meet and start?
Okay. Well, we all came together through a mutual friend. He had the idea of putting together an original go-go band. So, you know, all of us came from different parts and whatever and created what you know as Mambo Sauce. And initially, you know, that was our goal, but everybody in the band, musically, they're talented. So it just became more than just go-go. It became everything. It became rock. It became hip-hop. You know, it became just everything we wanted it to be at that particular moment. So, you know, it's a tough path, I must say, because you got to start from the bottom and people laughed at the name and so forth and so on. But we fought through it, man, and the band is just talented, man. I'm just blessed to be a part of it.
That's what's up. You know, because I'm from New York, but I live in the DMV. And, you know, in New York, we don't have Mambo. In New York, we don't have Mambo Sauce.
Right.
But, you know,
so,
in the DMV. but in the
you
DMV,
like, do
you,
like,
we have
do you
Mambo.
Like Mambo Sauce? Do you like Mambo Sauce?
I do like Mambo Sauce. When I did eat it, I was like, oh, this is good. But they don't have it in New York, though. But Mambo
right.
Sauce is they usually have it. They have it in the carry-on stuff with the chicken and stuff. But it's
right.
a good flavor, good feeling thing. It's a good thing. And Mambo Sauce, you guys have a good nature. And even with the song that you got called Miracles, you know, because, you know, a lot of the go-go songs we see a mixture of the combination of a regular hip-hop song converted into a go-go song. Or it's
right.
always about boot shaking, but you guys are also giving, like, a spiritual message to the people, you know, also some good food to the people through your music also.
Well, you know, we just, to be honest with you, when we create, we don't necessarily think of a particular subject. It just comes together. And our music is never, like, negative, but it ain't always positive, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, we're not going to cross that line and just be a gutter band or whatever, because that's not the integrity of the people that's in the band. You know, so
mm-hmm.
all of our, you know, musical spirits and just personal gets into the music. So it's always going to be, it's never going to be negative, but it ain't going to always be positive.
And luckily, that's the truth. You guys have definitely performed a lot of places. I know I recently seen you guys at the DMV Awards, the original
right.
DMV Awards with we had the Brother Maniac along with Dre All Day in the Paint and several other different people and prominent people in the DMV. And you guys actually had a wonderful performance.
Right.
out there, and you guys did your thing and stuff. You guys actually, you know, it's one thing to have good music, but to have a good stage performance is another big thing, and you guys actually, you know, bring it all in one, you know, and I definitely appreciate what you guys bring to the music industry.
Well,
you know?
Thank you for appreciating it, you know. To be honest with you, we really appreciate it. We appreciate everybody that, you know, takes a chance on difference, because that's kind of what we are. And so sometimes we go into places and, you know, people don't necessarily give us a chance, but then once they hear the music, we win them over. But, of course, then you have some people that just don't like the change. They don't like the fact that we're different, so they're never really official to give us a chance. So
As Mambo Sauce itself, can you tell me how each person brings a different entity to the band? I know you're the lead singer, but everybody in general, how do they bring their different entities to the band itself?
Well, like, everybody does a lot of things. It's not just one person. As far as Twink, she's the first person that I start off with because she's an oddity. Like, she brings, like, so much attention to the band based on the fact that she's a tremendous drummer and she's a female, but on top of that, she's beautiful. So she adds that little sassiness or whatever. She Twink is like that. And she songwrites as well. People may not know that. JC, she adds the soul to the music. She's an amazing songwriter as well. Chris, I'm not sure if y'all know, but Chris Wright, he's Grammy nominated. He did something on the Ludacris album with the T.I.
Yeah.
Ludacris song. Yeah, so
yeah.
Chris brings like a lot of ideas to the band and that we can build off of that really made some of the songs that were, a lot of the songs that were on the album. Pat, man, he's also the vocalist. I'm not sure if y'all know that, but he also is on vocals as well. And Pat brings that like different element, like the go-go element, or he can also bring the salsa element. Like he's really a percussionist, not just a conga player for a go-go band. And as far as Kyrie, he bring like the cool and the calmness, and he just be chilling, but he be doing his thing on the bass. So all of them spices together. And then at the same time, all of us are just creative when it comes to the lyrics and, an actual song. It would make Mambo Sauce.
That's what's up. And in 2008, Welcome to D.C. hit the Billboard top, one of the Hot 100 for hip-hop and R&B singles and stuff. And that's a big thing, like, coming from the legends of EU and stuff, you guys are starting your own legacy in regards to, really taking this whole go-go thing to the next level.
I mean, we just trying. The whole thing is we want everybody to appreciate our music. And when I say I'm not necessarily talking about, Mambo Sauce, but the genre of go-go in general. Like, it's the most energetic form of music out there. If done correctly or in a situation where you can market it to other people so that they would like it, I think that this genre of music could be very large. So, I mean, we're just trying to not necessarily be the pioneers, but music is in us, so we just come together, and it just so happens that we've all been influenced by go-go, so a lot of that comes off in our music. But if we're the first to make it, we'll make sure that we let everybody know about the city, of course, and we hope that if someone else did first, then they would do the same. Because it's about a lot of us. It's not just about Mambo Sauce. It's about the city in general and a whole bunch of talent because we have a lot. So, we need to get it out there.
That's what it is. And the thing that's funny about it is D.C., the DMV area in general, has so much talent that it's just like, that's not really seen like that. And it's just really coming to play. But I really think with the hard work that you guys and effort that you guys are doing right now and with the support that you guys have, I really think that you guys are actually going to break the mold. You guys are definitely going to be on a nationwide status. And you guys actually, do different, you also do community activism also. Just to let everybody know, they've shared the stage with people like Nas, Big Will, Keisha Cole, Young Jock, The Clips, Dead Prez, Damian Marley, Fake Songs, Jay Holiday, and many, many more. So these people, they ain't playing no games. They are out here doing their thing. And also, before we continue, I want you guys to log on to www.mambosauceband.com, www.mambosauceband.com, and follow them on Twitter at Mambo Sauce Band on Twitter. And also their MySpace, myspace.com/Mambo Sauce. Okay? Definitely support
them. And the Facebook, we giving a free download, too, for our Facebook page. So if you go to our Facebook page and add us as a fan, then you can get a free download.
That's what's up. Definitely, you guys definitely need to support Mambo Sauce and all that they're doing. Because these guys are definitely pushing the mold. Talk to us about the things that you do for the AIDS program. I know you got something that you guys do in regards to helping and speaking out on the epidemic of AIDS and stuff like that, and homelessness and different things like that.
Well, a lot of people contact us for charity work, and And to be honest with you, it's an honor to give back to the community because they really show their love for you, you know, and the fact that you took your time out to come out there. So we try to do it as much as possible. So that's been some of the shows that we've been on as far as the AIDS benefit, and we was on a non-smoking campaign, and that was on the radio. So, I mean, we give our time to a lot of things because we really care about our city. So
that's what it is. That's what it is. Do you guys see yourself expanding into doing other things, maybe acting or doing movies or anything like that?
Everybody in the band is a character. Like, the band is so funny. So I wouldn't be surprised if any of them, you know, decided to get into some kind of acting, you know. But I'm quite sure they're not going to just stick to, like, Mambo Sauce wants to grow into a lot of things, not just the band. Like, we actually want to be a production team. You know, anything, any opportunity that comes our way, we can actually consider it because it's probably someone there who is kind of good at it. So, you know, we just trying to capitalize on it, continue to create good music, and feed it to the people, man, and just hope they really accept it and believe in what we're doing.
That's what it is. For those upcoming artists and those people that are coming from the DMV area, that look up to you guys and appreciate what you do. As upcoming artists and, you know, you guys doing your thing in the industry, what kind of advice would you give them, Black, in coming into the industry and just in business in general?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest. We had some notoriety through, you know, two songs that was on the radio and the video. But at the same time, I don't want people to think that it's like it's peaches and cream. Like this whole little journey is real tough. I mean, on every individual in the band, and it's a lot that you have to sacrifice in order to even get close to it. So right now, it may appear that we're there, but we just getting close to it, and it's still a struggle. So just know that it's not going to be instant. You really got to work hard for it. You really got to put out, you know, product of quality and market, you know, do all those things that a national artist would do because that's who we're competing with. You know what I'm saying? That's who we want to be competing with. So I would encourage them to just go hard at it, man, and know that it's going to be tough, but just don't give it up. Just believe in it.
That's what's up, man. If you believe in miracles, I love that song. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, how they saying DMV? I'll be cracking to that joint. That joint is definitely hot. That's a hot one for the people, man. For real, definitely. I want you guys to support them in everything that they're doing. I need you guys to follow them on Twitter, like I said, at Mambo Sauce Band. www.mambosauceband.com. Check out everything they're doing. They're not just, you know what I'm saying, representing DMV. They're just representing good music in general, but they're keeping the soul alive of go-go music in general. So, you know, definitely support them in everything that they're doing. Quick question. Oh, go ahead. Any new things that's going on that we need to know about, that we need to support y'all on, or anything, just let us know any new things or anything coming up, man.
Well, the album is out, and it's on iTunes. You know, you can also get it from our webpage, the Mambo Sauce Band account. And we're going on, like, a mini tour in April. So we're going to, like, the North Carolinas, the Pittsburghs, you know, all trying to get a couple of spots in Pennsylvania and in Baltimore and Richmond. So, you know, we just hope everybody come out and experience it. And we promise you we're gonna do our best to show you a good time.
That's what it is, man. Definitely we support you. We love you guys. You guys are doing your thing, and you guys are definitely representing what the DMV stands for, the unity and the togetherness and straight good music coming from the DMV area. And we wish nothing but success for you guys. And we want you guys to just keep on doing what you're doing. Keep giving us that hot music so we can crank.
We got you. We got you, man. I promise you, we ain't going to stop. We ain't going to stop.
That's what's up.
It's nice talking to you, though. I thank you for having me.
Hey, it's a pleasure, man. Come on, man. You know, we got
last time I met you, I kicked over your drink, right? He was mad at me.
I gotta tell y'all real quick, and for people just joining us, we're also gonna have Stack Bundle's best friend on the show. We know Stack Bundles, we lost him in 2007. He's gonna be his best friend's gonna be live on the line, MA, along with Miller, who's his engineer, and we also gonna have Ready Rock. They're gonna be live in the building. But let me tell y'all this quick story. You know, we was at the DMV Awards. You know, I'm the only one running the red carpet with 1,000 people in my face. And somebody offered to give me some water, and I needed some water because I ain't drink all day, and I was frustrated and all that. And Black comes up, and my brother, he's shooting the camera and stuff. And I didn't know who Black was at the time. He's just this real tall guy, and I'm looking at him. I'm like, okay, this dude just knocked my water down. Like, I'm thirsty. What are you doing? So I was tight at Black.
You was heated.
I was heated at him. But I still love him, though, because
I, like you too, right?
I have to get over that. But I was thirsty at the time and everything.
My bad. I apologize.
Black was like, man, it's water, dog. You know what I'm saying? And then my brother comes and he's like, yo, son, you don't know that's the dude for Mambo Salt, son? I'm like, son, I don't care. My water is on the floor, son.
You funny. I was going to get you some more water, though. But next time I see you or whatever, I got you with a drink.
No, but I love Black. I love Black. They a humble band. They do their thing, and I'm definitely proud of them, you know.
Thank you.
And I definitely support everything that y'all doing, anything kind of exclusives or anything that y'all got or whatever. Just, you know, fly them in. We're going to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, support, you know. Y'all support the home team, man.
I got you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I
appreciate you too, man, for coming on here. You could be anywhere else, but you here on Lush Radio Online, man. I appreciate your time, man, for real.
Well, you know, every time I'm here, man, or every time I get a chance, I try to listen to the radio, Rush Radio.
That's what it is, man. And a quick drop. You know, this is Black from Mambo Sauce, the infamous Mambo Sauce. Y'all better act like y'all know. You know what I'm saying? And I'm rocking with Lush Radio Online real quick.
Well, you know, it's your man Black Boo from Mambo Sauce. And, you know, anytime I get a chance, this Black Boo from Mambo Sauce. Hold on, take two. This I'll be in the studio, too, right now. But it's your man Black Boo with Mambo Sauce, and I'm rocking the Lush Radio Online. You better listen.
That's what it is, man. I love you, Black Boo. I'm going to holler at you on the flip side. And that's what it is, man, for real.
All right, Lush. I'll talk to you later, man.
That's what it is, man. We have Black Boo, you know what I'm saying, definitely live in the building talking to us about Mambo Sauce, the hottest band representing the DMV area, man, worldwide, international. We definitely support them, and they want to. We're going to go to a quick commercial, and we're going to have Stack Bundle's best friend live in the building in a few minutes, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to go to a quick commercial, and we'll be back with Lush Radio. On.
Oh, this is good. Lushy Lush, Single Lush Radio Online Show. I'm live in the building. You already know what it is. I'm all the way turned up. The people voice is all the way turned up. You know why? I log in with WCI.com. You looking for that hot stuff? The way you should be. And you just can't find nothing in the store. Then you have to holler at CapitalCustom.com. Persona, baby, because it's all about branding and what you represent, man. So it's all being you and what you express when you step out there. And that's what they all do. Go on to www.capitalcustom.com. Call them at 202-471-0310. Call them at 202-471-0310. And don't forget to follow them on Twitter @capital_custom. With a G. You already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Lush, man. And they got a 50-cent for me, because you don't know what it is. I'm rocking my Capital Custom right now. You already know what it is, man, because I'm rocking it. Turned up.
That's what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. You know what I'm saying? We all the way turned up.
Capital Customs, check them out. You already know what it is. I'm going to go ahead and bring in my one and only super, super hot co-host, Future Guru, live in the building. What up, Guru?
Yeah, Lush, partner, technical reception deal. I'm back in the building. And shout out to Mambo Sauce. I was digging the interview. Sound like some talent on the horizon, and that's what we absolutely are doing here. So shout out to Lush for bringing Mambo Sauce, and shout out to Black. I got the Twitter, you know, Mambo Sauce Band. I think that's a good look, and definitely showing love to the culture of the go-go community. Shout out to the DMV, and shout out to Jersey. That's how we doing it. I think that's a good look right there, Lush. How you doing it with them, with those cats? They talented. I can hear the talent. You know, I mean, that's what it's about, man, having talent and doing the right thing with it. I can tell they on the deck right there.
That's what it is, man. You know what I mean? So.
Real talk. Hello?
Yeah, hello. Yeah, so like in a few minutes, guys, we're going to have. Hello. I'm back in the building. Can you hear me?
I
hello? Okay, So in a few minutes, people, we're going to have Stacked Bundles, Best Friend, MA live in the building, along with Ready Rock. Ready Rock is going to come in around. But we're gonna have MA coming in along with his engineer also, that Stack Bundles engineer Miller, also gonna be here, so live on the line on the show. And if you guys don't know, I'm gonna give y'all a quick synopsis and let y'all know about the one and only Stack Bundles. Rest in peace. Stack Bundles was a dude that came in the game from Far Rockaway, and Far Rockaway, you know, wasn't never really on the map until Stack Bundles came on the situation, right? So Stack Bundles came through, you know, he was signed, you know what I mean, with Lupe Fiasco in Chicago. I mean, he taught him a lot about the industry and business in general. And, you know, he left that situation for certain different situations. Then he got locked in with the whole Desert Storm with Clue and everything like that. 9 months. Dipped out of that situation because of certain issues, and then, you know, because basically with the distribution deal wasn't right for him, and then he got with Jim Jones with the whole Bird Gang, and he was definitely a part of the Riot Squad, which included, you know, Bino, Chinx Drugs, and Core 2G, you know what I'm saying, the Riot Squad and everything. So, you know what I'm saying, Stack Bundles definitely put Far Rock, you know what I'm saying, on the map, you know, and y'all already know what it is, man, squad up, you know, that dude definitely had a squad behind him, a team behind him that definitely supported his whole entire movement, and this dude will forever be missed and be forever, you know, loved, and he went hard in the paint. Like, when they say grind, this young cat right here was grinding hard as hell in the game, and you know, he did his thing, and he's definitely a miss. He was definitely going to put and change the world for the whole rap situation. So, you know, definitely rest in peace. We're going to have his best friend on the line, and we're going to go to the phone line right now and go ahead and bring his best friend live in the line, the one and only M.A.
Yo.
What's up, M.A.? What up, M.A.? What's good with you, fam? M.A., what's good with you, fam? You good, uh-huh. M.A.?
Yeah, hello, what's good?
What's good with you, fam? What's good with you? I think we got Miller on the line, too. Miller, you there?
Yeah. Hey, hold on, my phone breaking, hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I hear
welcome,
you now.
Welcome to the show, guys. We got M.A., Stack Bundles, best friend. This dude knows the Stack Bundles in and out. This is his best friend live in the building, along with Miller, his engineer. So they're going to be talking to us about
Stacks, you know, the Days in Life and Stacks, and also the new EP and all that, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to talk about that. And we definitely want to thank my girl, Cookie NYC with a K, definitely for providing these interviews today. So definitely I need y'all to follow her on Twitter. But I need to go ahead and show my cat some love, some Lush Radio love right now, you know what I'm saying? We're going to show y'all some love for sure.
That's what's up.
So MA, we got MA live in the building, and we got Miller live in the building. Guys, we got my co-host Future Guru up in the Jersey area live in the building. With you guys,
what's good,
man?
What's good, fellas? Welcome to the show.
What's good, G's chilling?
Yeah, man, that's what's good.
Guys, but before we get into it, you guys got any shout outs, Miller or MA?
Shout out the whole for rock, know what I mean? Holding it down for the G rapper stack to the end of my time, that's all.
That's what it is. And Miller, do you got any shout outs? Miller, you there? I guess he had to step out, so I don't know, but he I see his phone there, I guess he I guess he's checking their phone service, but check it. But back to the situation, MA, man, you know, this guy right here, Stack Bundles, grinded really hard in the game. You know, he came in the game and just took the world by storm. And just tell us about your experience, you know, dealing with Stacks, you know, as best, being his best friend, you know, his focus on the music and everything. And his legacy, you know. Tell us more about that, MA.
Well, basically, me and Stack met when we were like 10 years old and shit. His brother and my brother, God brothers and shit. So we've been together ever since then. I saw a nigga when he first started rapping. He was going to school in Owens Martin, rapping with Banks and them. He just was playing around with them in the cafeteria and shit. And he started taking rap serious from there. He went and moved to Chicago with Fiasco, Lupe Fiasco, stayed out there for like a little year, came back in New York, met up with Clue, got up with Clue, till I had to deal with Clue for like a year, then I messed with Jim, and he started going mad hard, like, nigga was going hard with the shit for a minute, he was going to dedicate every day, all day he in the studio, grinding, rapping, and he rapping no pen, straight off the head, everybody was rapping Stack, no, he never used no pen. The nigga walked back and forth in the studio all day rapping, like he told me, like he going crazy or something. And he grinding real hard, right? So I made sure, like, whatever go down, I make sure my nigga should pop. Cause I saw, like, every day we grind for everything. In the streets grinding, praying for this rap shit. So I was like, I'm going to make sure my nigga should pop.
That's what it is. Can you tell us about how much support, how much people from Far Rock, just people in general, just wanted this cat to just basically make it because they just saw what he had potential with doing?
Yeah, basically the whole rock supported him because they respect the grime. And, like, if you listen to his interviews and his raps, we don't got nothing in Far Rock. No basketball players, no rappers, no actors, nothing. So when Stats started blowing up, it was like he like God in the rock. Everybody respect him. Everybody love him. You got a few haters, but majority of it was straight love. So the whole hood supported him, and they respected his grind. Like, he was a real nigga who wasn't no one of fake niggas. Oh, I'm going to charge you $1,500 for a freestyle. Everybody from the hood was free. Did you want something? If he there, he could do it. It's free. So that's why the hood loved him like that. But, you know, you have a couple of haters that they understand it, but it was all love and a rock.
That's what it is, man. And for you guys that don't know, you better act like you know. This dude, Stack Bundles, I mean, just took the world by storm, whether it was on a DVD magazine, whether it was just rhyming. I mean, the dude had bars for days. And he definitely, you know, he learned from some of the greatest, you know, Lupe Fiasco, you know, taught him a lot about the business and everything like that. And, you know, he grinded. I mean, his work spoke for itself. And, you know, and also he also did some engineering also himself. He said he did basically his own studio time. I know, can Miller, you want to touch more on that since you were dealing with engineering with him?
Yeah, I'm here. My bad earlier, I stepped away from the phone. You hear me?
Yeah, we hear you there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yo.
Hey, man, what up?
Yeah, what's good?
Hey, no. No, Stack was a worker. He's a machine. Like, as far as the studio, everybody loved him. He was the best I ever worked with. But I'm
wow.
telling you, no, I don't exaggerate. He's the best I ever worked with. So, like, as far as the studio stuff, you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, basically, once, like, soon, Miller showed him that board, it was over. He was like, Miller, go upstairs, you can show, I got this. We sat down in Miller basement playing nice. Miller upstairs asleep. He got me and made, just press this button, and he going in. He went in, like, it was, once Miller told him how to use that board, it was a wrap. That board was a monster with it.
Wow.
Yeah. It got when Miller was leaving us downstairs and he was just going in.
No, I mean, how about niggas was dead when I was at work?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, see, it got like that. Like, the relationship got like, yo, my sister knew who he was, let him in. He did what he had to do. I come home, he let me hear what he did. You know what I'm saying? If he need me to touch something as far as mix it or whatever a little bit, I do what I do. But he was a machine. And
assist
to do with
that. Wow.
That's real talk right there, man. And you hearing it first. These are the people that have been close, that have been very, very close to this guy, man, and seen him coming up, seen his work, seen his dedication to this music and the things that right now, like, I mean, he's leaving a serious legacy. And tell us, you know, about, you know, the whole team, the Riot Squad, because he repped the Riot Squad, you know, mad hard, you know, Bino, Chinch Drugs, and, you know, Core 2G. Tell us about that whole situation, how they all linked up. I know it was more about, like, the hottest cats in the and Far
right.
Rock to come together and everything, but tell us in y'all personal, you know, notes about it.
All right, well, basically, this was about, like, 2004, 2005, whatever, that's when rapping really hit for Rock. Like, it was going hard body. So, Stack was from Refrain, Cautions from Gateway, had Bino from Edgemere, and he had Chink Jogs was from Edgemere and Cornega. So, they all popping up for Rockaway. So, Mike Dot, who was the manager of the Riot Squad, had Caution. So, Stack and Bino was always rapping it together. And Chink's Drugs, he moved from Long Island back to Far Rock. So Mike Doc and Caution were like, yo, we should start a group called the S5. They was originally called S5, called Starting a Five out of Far Rockaway. And that also included Mike Mills, which was from Cornega, and Bishop, which was from Central. So they all gathered up together. Mike Mills did his own thing. Bishop did his own thing. Then it stayed Caution, Stack Bundles, Chink's Drugs, and Bino. So they stayed together. Then they came with the name Riot Squad. That's how that formed together.
That's what's up. But they definitely they were repping hard, man. And they still continue to. How was the rest of the crew, you know, after the loss of Stack and everything?
Definitely, that was a big loss. It took it hard. Know what I mean? Niggas got kind of stagnated, but everybody's still working. I mean, like, being though he locked up, free Bino and shit, but everybody's still doing their thing. Know what I mean? Niggas ain't trying to let his legacy in the Riot Squad legacy go down with him, because Stack worked hard for the Riot Squad in itself. So, of course, he's doing his thing. Chink's Drugs doing his thing. And Bino's always doing his thing. Come on, quite sure he can do his thing, too. But niggas still working on their own solo projects in the Riot Squad project also.
That's what's up. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my co-host, So you got some questions. Future, you got some questions for Miller, his engineer,
yeah,
or MS, his best friend?
Yeah, of course. I'm just throwing it out there. Like, I respect the fact that, you know, we're talking about how he put his grind in on the studio and rapping just all day. That's how you know he did it without a pen. And you know, just listening to it, like, that was, like, something for me. Like, I could hear it, like, a lot. Like, when I listen to the, I just sit back and listen to it for maybe 1 to 2 hours. I mean, I really got into it when I was listening to it. And then I hear the bars, I hear the energy on the tracks. And what's going on is, like, my ear for the engineering aspect of it, like, it kind of brings it all together, like, listening to the dudes right now. So my thing is now is the wave, like, that y'all had, like, which going is still going strong. So that doesn't die because everybody loves Stack. So now I just say that the energy that y'all putting into it, like the guys that's coming up, like how's the level within the whole camp? Is the level, is the energy level still there, or is like guys really, like, really making the moves, like, for the carry, the next album? Is it going to be like an album coming out, like
Definitely the album coming out. Like, we're still shopping, we're still going through a little legal problems, but the album's still going to be out, hopefully this summer, fall rather.
Right.
But the music is there. The music
right.
ain't the problem. Like, the music is there. It's just about getting the right deal that's going to do the right promotion, because he's no longer here. So we got to do extra promotion. You know what I mean? So that's the whole thing. But the album's definitely going to come out, definitely coming out.
Man, I just want to lend my services, man, because of the music that I feel it so much. That's the kind of thing that I say, when you grab a hold of it, you don't let it go. I wouldn't want to let it go. Like, I mean, we do exclusives here. I mean, I want to hear these joints, man. I got a Gmail. We're going to share that information, man, with Lush. And I need some email information from y'all. Do y'all have Twitter accounts yet? The guys, like, within the camp? Like,
yeah, yeah,
we
definitely.
We go heavy on that, man. We need to shout out some Twitter names right now if y'all got them.
Definitely. You know, my shit is Stack Best Friend.
That's your Twitter?
Yeah, that's my Twitter.
Oh, that's how you spell that on that for everybody?
StackBestFriend.
You heard it here first. That's what's up right there. I'm going to definitely hit you up.
Bundles. Got his. I am Stack Bundles.
I got the
stack underscore bundles.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
We definitely need that support for that.
Yeah, we definitely got support that, both of those Twitter names. And since we're talking about the music, I got a joint right here called Brothers Keeper right here. You know what
right.
I'm saying? And it's from Stack, you know what I'm saying? So we're giving y'all some exclusive right now. You know what I'm saying, giving y'all some music. So I want y'all to turn up y'all radios. I want y'all to turn up y'all speakers, because we going in, man. Salute, rest in peace, Stack. We live in the building, MA live in the building. You already know what it is, man. Lush Radio Online, man. Stack Bundles, we love you, man.
Yeah.
Fresh. Look, before we had wild the folks shit hold. I ain't have a mama, so we both shared yours. You ain't have a father, so we both shared mine. Never had a drama, but we both shared time. Two inseparable brains, we both shared mine. What was mine was yours, what was yours was mine. I turned to rap, you got turned out with crack, but the bomb about was never seen a crack. Pressure but tight, no metal round head, nigga. It's love, it's honor, it's metals round head, nigga. See it distant. Feel like you left me. You was my right hand. I gotta learn to write Pepsi. Small step fall. Gotta keep fighting. I know the family still remembers the Titans. Money came between us. Let us keep writing. Nowadays I gotta watch my mouth when I'm writing. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes I am. And whatever I can't change, I leave up to him. Now it's a prayer, make boss way sandra. It's your love, cause I ain't got too many friends. Cause we get it how we live. Got it how we got it, so what it is. It's that prayer may wash away your sins. Inshallah, cause I ain't got too many friends. Cause we get it how we live. Got it how we got it, but it is what it is. I never miss a step, never let you sweat. You had to think shit, I was taking sets. It was your plot on taking over checks. I got that white, like what the fuck is next? What? It was your connect, you put me on, dog. Look at the bullshit we on, I mean, motherfuck these hoes, you know the shit we on. Bitches never got shit from me, but a neon, we be brothers for eon. White T, gray sleeves on, non-trait frame, libido's on. Before the mic check, 1-2-1-2. About cop me, one cop you, 1-2. If uno cop me, one it cop you, 1-2. If I had the green one, you had 2-1-blue. I know if the feds come, they'll lock you up too. So when the checks come, I wanna drop you up too. I mean, am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am. And whatever I can't change, I leave up to him now. It's a prayer, make most way sin. It's your law, cause I ain't got so many friends. Cause we get it how we live. Got it how we got it, so it is what it is. It's a prayer, make most way sin. It's your law, cause I ain't got so many friends. Cause we get it how we live. How we got it, so it is what it is. And the money won't change him, but the way he got it will. Something about his drive. Not too many got his will. Something about his pride. Not too many got his will. He rhymed different. Not too many got his skills. Said I wouldn't stop, so I stepped some shit. What? Shit, I stepped in it. Ain't that the shit? Can't repay you for the friendship. I admit it was real. What? Fuck a lawyer. You negotiated the deal. I ain't got a check for you, nigga. Know that I'm loyal, it goes down. I got a deal with you, nigga. I just count my losses, we tally our wins. Keep my family close, so when I rally my friends, old face is familiar, real recognized real. And everybody sharp, they still sharp with steel. No progression still, the show goes on. And I never forget, there's no reason for the song. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am. And whatever I can't change, I leave up to him. Now, it's a prayer, man. It's your law, cause I ain't got so many friends. Cause we get it how we live. Got it how we got it, so it is what it is. It's a prayer, may wash away sin. It's your law, cause I ain't got so many friends. Cause we get it how we live. Got it how we got it, so it is what it is.
Yeah, it's your girl, Leslie Lush, live in the building, and you already know what it is. But if you don't know, then maybe I got to get somebody to tell y'all what y'all listening to right now. You already know.
It's your boy, Special Ed, and when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online.
You already know what it is. And right now, you're listening to Lush Radio Online, and I got my wonderful co-host, the one and only Future Guru, live in the building. And we have the one and only best friend of Stack Bundles, rest in peace, my dude, along with engineer Miller, live in the building. MA is live in the building officially, so call in at 347-826-7722. Make sure you keep your questions short. Also, we're going to also have Ready Rock afterwards calling in a few on the show. So we going in, man, tonight. So definitely I just had heard exclusive from Stack Bundles, Brothers Keeper, man. Tell me how y'all feeling out right there, man. This dude is fire right now, son. So we back on the line with the one and only M.A. We got M.A. and we got Miller in the building and we got Future Guru. Guru, you there?
Yeah, no doubt, man. Future Guru 100 at Gmail. I need those exclusives, man. That's all I'm saying, man. I need those exclusives.
I'm going to definitely slide, man. What you think about Brother Keeper, man?
Yo.
What you think about Brother Keeper right there?
The beat is so hard right there. It just makes you rock. It's just like anytime I listen to Stacks, I turn it on and I just rock to it because it takes me somewhere else, like what I really want to hear for these streets and what I represent, like. I'm a fan of all music, but it's something about this here, what I came up and, just gravitating to, like, over the last couple of years in this whole thing, man. That's why I'm shouting out. I just actually want to ask him about a couple of the producers throughout all those tracks that's doing. Yeah.
Yo, it sounds like somebody got dogs and all kinds of stuff going on over there.
I don't know who that is, but they're getting it in.
Coming up with your brother,
you know, when did you know, yeah, my brother really, really believes in this, and this is what I really think he's going to really put the whole community on the map with this music thing?
Sorry to hear more. Like, I never lived with my brother. He lived in Far Rockaway, New Long Island.
Okay.
So,
mm-hmm.
right there. But I see him time to time and things like that. And I remember he gave me his first tape, and I was bumping all night. And then I started hearing more, like, downloading tapes like that, all sorts of things. And I'm like, damn, he's really making it. My friends are telling me, like, yeah, he's going to be big one day. And his dreams are shot down.
Wow. That's crazy right there. Your mom's is over there with you, too?
Yeah, my mom. It's not his mom. We had different moms.
Okay. All right.
So, she don't live in New York. She ain't NC. She don't live in New York.
Okay. Cool beans. Okay. All right. So, you know, MA and you know, both of you guys, you know, trying to put the EP out, put the album out and everything like that. You know, whatever, you know, people can try to do to support. How can people, you know, just in general try to support the cause, you know, and just the legacy of Stax, man? Like, what can we do to help, man?
Like, basically, it's Stax Possible in the album. He got all the rights to everything. So I'm just here to do whatever I can do to help to the situation. That's all I'm here for. I'm here to do whatever, like, y'all here for, to promote. Now, I mean,
mm-hmm.
get these labels interested and know that Stax wasn't just a mixtape artist. He was the artist for real. The guy can make songs, write songs, did a lot of ghostwriting. Like, he was more than a mixtape artist. So,
uh-huh.
So for the fans, we want the fans to show support and, like, get that music and let the streets know that Stax needs an album out.
I just got to say one thing, Lush. That right there just struck it all with me because this kind of thing, like with his brother being on and the engineer and some of the producers that already dealt with doing tracks for Stax, like he just explained earlier that he showed him the boards and the dude was about to be a monster, like he was a monster, and just think of the position he would be in from then until now. It's been going on for years and years and years with the mindset to do the boards, to lace his whole project without needing, you know what I mean? Just rocking with his peeps. I mean, how much more can you even ask for? That's why I could tell that these cats is working hard to keep this legacy, man. I can't even. He just hit me with that one right there, man. That the dude knew the boards and he had the talent and he wanted to do it. I mean,
right.
That's the grind right there. That's it, man. That's hard right there for everybody, man.
I
love the music. I'm a fan. I already got hours in just on deck with my dad Piff just kicking back with it, just listening to one after the other. I done did mine, man, just listening to that cat. I mean, and everything that was going on with the Far Rock and the movement, man. So I'm here,
yeah.
Man. FutureGuru100@gmail.com, man. Wow.
That's what it is. We got another caller from the 646. You're live on Lush Radio Online right now. We're live with M.A., Stack Bundle's best friend, along with Stack Bundle's brother, live in the building.
Yeah, Miller's here, too. I'm here.
Miller.
Oh, that's okay.
Yo, before we go any further, I want to shout out all the producers, like especially Magic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Magic did a lot of stuff, and they went out on this. Scenario, definitely. Scenario's like family.
Right. Scenario, Street Radio.
Everybody.
Like, work with a lot of producers.
That's
yeah.
What I wanted to know, them producers,
I can't forget Desert Storm, the whole Joe Button's A-Team, because everybody had a lot to do with it. You know what I'm saying? You know, help. Everybody helped. So
Shout out to Ransom.
Trying to cover everything. No one leave nobody out. Space. You know what I'm saying? Everybody.
Uno, Tails,
yeah,
Light.
It's a whole
bunch. Like, the reason why is, like, you have real niggas around them. And you got to have real niggas around you to be a real nigga. Now, I mean, that's why it's so great.
And another thing, before Stack passed, it's funny, before he passed, he brought Olajuwon, Young Stack, to the crib with him. And that's the first time I met Young Stack. And then Uncle came and picked him up. So I want to give a shout out to Young Stack.
Right. Young Stack doing it.
Met from Stack. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Wow. This is epic right here. And I gotta give y'all this because y'all ain't going. Y'all might hear other places, but y'all ain't going here nowhere but right now. So I'm gonna let y'all know what this is right now.
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
Yeah. Man, we getting the real deal, man. Y'all getting it firsthand right now. Y'all got Stack Bundles brother live in the building. You got MA, his best friend, live in the building. And you got Miller, his engineer, live in the building, man. And we really, you know, talking about the days in the life of Stack. We need to support this. We need y'all record labels. We need y'all radio stations. We need all of y'all. We need y'all DJs. We need to keep this legacy alive. This dude cannot die in vain. We got to support this cat and what he was doing, what he was starting. It's not over. You know, we got to keep going for this dude right here because Stacks could have been any one of us. You feel me? You know, so we got to keep pushing and supporting this cat's legacy right now. For you guys on the line, Miller, the young brother, his brother, and along with MA, tell us something that we might not know about Stacks. That I mean, people might see Stacks, oh, the rapper, and this, that, and the third. He's doing. Tell us something about Stacks that other people might not know, that we might not know about Stacks.
Basically, if you were to run past with Stacks, you're going to like him. Like, it's rarely Stack ran across somebody and they didn't like him. He was a very lovable guy. Like, everybody loved the guy. A lot of respect, smart, intelligent, could hold a conversation with anyone. No matter how much money you got, where you came from, he could get down and talk to you. Know what I mean? So, basically, he was a real dude, smart, intelligent, and genuine guy. Like, whoever would respect him and gonna leave with you. Like, you're going to be like, I remember that guy. He left one with me.
That's talk right there. That's real talk right there. And Miller, can you tell us something like that you, in your own words, something that you might think people that, I mean, I know what MA said, but, you know, you might have another different thing that people need to know about Stacks that, you know, that nobody might know, you know.
Like, down to earth dude. Genuine, he'll help. Yo, Stack will help just about anybody. If you was coming up in rap, a lot of cats that I deal with will come to Stack. Like, yo, what I need to do? Stack will sit down, and talk with them, and tell them, yo, geez, when you get ready, I got you. You know what I'm saying? People were really, and eventually that time came. He did a couple of joints because, as y'all know, Stack did a lot of work with a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? And he chopped it up. He didn't just rap for people. He didn't just give people music, but a lot of people that personally knew him, it was something to know. It sounds crazy to be saying it, but he was really one of them dudes that, like, you meet him, you're like, yo, this kid is alright, yo, he's mad cool. And whoever didn't like him, if he knew you didn't like him, it didn't even faze him, because he sees beyond that.
That's real talk, right? Wow. That's real talk. And his brother, how do you feel? You know, what I'm saying, something that we might not know about your brother. That the world should know about your brother.
My thoughts on my brother is he loved us. He loved his family. Everything he did was for his family. Like, when he came to the house, whatever, it wasn't about the rapping and being a celebrity or star or all that. It's just about family and showing love, just being there for each other. Anything he needed, he had me. He helped me out with my life. He helped me get my life together, as he would say.
Wow.
I don't know. He's real. He's real as it gets, man. This street, see him on the records, same thing.
Yo, I'm gonna have to call back.
That's real talk. That's real talk right there. Definitely, you know, this. I mean, we didn't even expect this. We got Stack Bundle's brother on the line right now, and we have MA, his best friend, live in the building, on Lush Radio Online. This is the exclusive, and in a couple, we're gonna have Ready Rock live in the building. You know, salute to Stacks, rest in peace. I got another caller from the 216 live in the building. Caller from the 216, you're live on Lush Radio Online right now. What a do, fam?
What's up, Lush?
What up?
What's going on, honey?
Well,
Hello, how you doing? How you doing, 216? Tell the people what's your name and where you calling from, fam. Hello? Okay. I don't know what happened to 216. I think they bounced. But like I said, we're live in the building with Stack's best friend. We just had his brother on the line a few minutes ago. I think he might have lost him. But caller from the 512, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. And we're live with M.A., Stack Bundle's best friend. And we just had his brother live on the line, Stack Bundle's brother. And we had Miller, his engineer. And we're going to have Ready Rock in a few. You got any questions for M.A., 512?
Yeah, M.A., what's poppin', man? I ain't heard from you in a minute, you know. But just trying to see... what all can we expect, you know what I'm saying, about Stack's new stuff coming out? New album, Hip Hop Savior, is popping, and I'm repping it hard all the way down here in the Cap City of Texas. Just trying to figure out, you know, what else going on.
Well, basically, we're trying to get that rock star out by fall or the summer, fall the latest, hopefully. So we were working, man, like, all we need is to keep supporting, and hopefully these record labels come with this rap right there, and get that music out to the streets as soon as possible.
For sure, man. You know, I rap right hard all the way down here to Austin, Texas, dog. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Good looking, dog. Trying to keep, you know, Stack's name going. You know, what's up, Chiefs Drugs, Core 2Gs, and Free Bono, dog. But I'll let y'all. All
right. Like, there's a lot of support we need, man. Like, this bell got to come through. We need this music out of the street, so we need y'all support heavy.
Already. Well, I got you down here in Texas, G's.
That's what it is, G. Squad up.
Already. Squad up.
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? You got love in Texas worldwide, man. They calling in all over. Is this Stack's brother back on the line with us?
Yeah.
516?
I got disconnected.
Okay. All right, babe. You back on the line with us. We got another caller. Caller from the 216. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online right now. And we're talking with Stack Bundle's brother, along with M.A., his best friend. What's up, 216? That sounds like Ohio, Cleveland area, Midwest. 216?
Yes.
216. You there? Or you must be just listening. Okay. I guess they just listening. But since we're still talking about the music, I got another joint from Stack's. Can't Take That From Me. And I'm going to play that joint. I'm going to go ahead and give y'all some more of that, you know, earful or some of Stack's, you know what I mean? And, you know what I mean, I just want y'all guys to reminisce. I want you to keep the legacy alive. I need you guys to support M.A., his brother, the whole family, the whole squad. Squad up and support this movement, man. We trying to get this out. We trying to get this support. You know, Lush Radio definitely got y'all back. Definitely got a shout out. Huh?
Can I say one thing real quick?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
I just want to ask people to support us and anything like that. And I know there's a lot of legal issues, but there's one person that we know who it is. I mean, we all know who it is. And we trying to reach out. And we just need to work together, man. We all a team here. We all love Stack. So let's work together. Not Dick on Valley around. Let's be together on this. Make this thing crazy. That's all I want to say, man.
That's what it is. We're going to play this junk and we're going to be right back. You know what I'm saying? Call in at 347-826-7722. And you can speak live with Stack's brother along with M.A. We're live on Lush Radio Online. Make sure you follow Cookie NYC. Definitely thank her for providing this wonderful interview tonight on Lush Radio Online. Can't Take That From Me. Stack Bundles, baby.
What's poppin', niggas? Turn me up a little bit. I'm just the LNN. You can't take that from me. You can't take that from me. I've never been ready.
wasn't supposed to blow. You niggas must have forgot I clap. Was moving so much weight, I forgot I rap. Rap or not me, unless you talking about keys. My name and everything, except they talking about G's. Went from hers and he's to hers and he's. Went from birds and bees to birds and bees. I was doing what I posted, G's. So if I was packing bags, it wasn't groceries. No, school days, I was shopping at the outlet. Now I got a plug, so girl, you can call it an outlet. I graduated and niggas got agitated. Doing it for us, you're supposed to be glad I made it.
Yo, this Van Speeds from Germany, and I rock with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
You already know what it is. It's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building on Lush Radio Online. We have an exclusive Stack Bundles brother, his best friend, live on the line on Lush Radio Online, who gives you exclusives like we do. We try and get people to support Stack Bundles, his movement, his legacy, everything that he's doing. We're live on the line right now, and we're definitely going in. That was the exclusive right there. You can't take that from me. Fire. Fire. That's all I can say, fire. You know, and like I said, in a few, we're going to have Ready Rock live in the building. Along with that, we're going to play our Hot or Not for the night. But, you know, I'm going to go back to y'all, man. I'm definitely, you know, supporting everything that you're doing, M.A. I salute you, fam. You know, I know it's a lot of pressure for you being his best friend, and it's a lot, and I know it's a lot for you, you know, young Bundles, you know what I'm saying, his brother, you know what I'm saying, his brother doing this thing. I know it's hard and pressure on y'all and the family with, you know, trying to put this album out, and I know it's a lot of stress, and I know certain cats is trying to, you know, hold y'all back from doing what y'all got to do because of legal situations. But, you know, if people understand this is a cause that people need to support regardless, because he can't die in vain. We can't just sit and let that music sit there like that. We need to put this music out. So if y'all listening right now, I need all of y'all, the Twitter, go online, blog it. We need to put this out. We need to put this music out. We need to put this music out. Salute, rest in peace, squad up. You already know what it is, man. For
that's
real.
Shut up.
You know, and
hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hi, this is Stack's stepmom.
Hi, how you doing?
For everybody for supporting, you know, for supporting Stack. You know, that was one thing that was really important to him. He wanted to have the love, you know, of his family, of his friends, and he definitely had that, you know. M.A. definitely, you know, was his best friend. A lot of people, it's funny because when you say something about him that people don't really know, a lot of people probably walk around and said that was my best friend because of how he treated them. You know what I mean?
Mm.
That's how he walked around. I mean, every day, still there's people that say, oh, he was so good to me. I remember when he did this. He, you know, so we just definitely want to say thank you for the support. But the one thing I want to put out there is, you know, some people, a lot of people want this album to come out. And his father, who's not here right now in a room with us to be able to talk, he's been working real hard at trying to get this album out. And the one thing I want to emphasize, again, it's not, we don't want to, no negativity, we don't want to put the person's name out there, but we just ask, and there's just one loophole, this one person that needs to get together with us, and let's do this as a family. And that's why I want to ask you to reach out to this person and say, can we please do it as a family? Because, you know, Stack wouldn't have wanted animosity or to deal with these legal issues we're dealing with right now. You know, people want to hear his music. We all want to put it out there for the world to hear. Let's just work together as a family, as he would have wanted it.
That's what's up, man. I salute you, stepmom, for coming through and everything. Definitely, you know, and it's good to hear your voice on here and just hearing the support that Stack has and, you know, had and still has, you know, from everybody that truly loves him. And, you know, it's one thing to have people, you know, they just rock with you because, you know, you in the limelight. But these are core people that honestly and truly love Stack for him as a human being and definitely everything he contributed to his community and to his family and to the art of music. So we really need people to support, you know, reach out to. We ain't dropping no names on this show tonight because we want to keep it all positive,
right.
You know.
Right.
And we want to, you know, look forward, you know, to the future of having this album out. We need you guys to reach out to this cat. We need you guys to reach out to the powers that be. We need you guys to blog. We need you guys to Twitter. We need you guys to call. We need you guys to go out there and we need this album out. We don't need this dude to have this music sitting around. This music needs to be out. The world needs to know what Stack has done, you know?
Stack was always happy. I never saw him, you know, except as a baby, of course, but I never saw him crying. You know, I had a lot of respect. Of course, he was younger than me, but I had a lot of respect for him and his work ethics. You know, he was hardworking. I saw him come, you know, from, okay, I want to rap to just doing amazing things. And I would always used to tell him, you're doing so much by yourself. I mean, he definitely had a lot of support, but he just did a lot. He worked very hard. He lived in the studio, you know, trying to, you know, make music that people would enjoy, you know. And we appreciate everybody's support. We really do.
I know. That's what it is. And once again, oh, go ahead, love.
I just want to give you my Twitter address.
Yeah, go ahead and put that out for us so we can go ahead and tweet that out. Put that out for us.
It's Yariodage, which is YARIODAJ. And what that is Jadore spelled backwards because he wanted to have a little girl one day, and this is in his music. He wanted to have a little girl. My husband and I just had a baby girl, and we named the girl after the daughter he, you know, wanted to have. So,
Oh man. So
you know,
I'm sorry, I'm getting a little emotional myself over here. So I'm like, it's sad, but then at the same time, you bringing a new life to the world that is definitely going to live on with the legacy of him. So, you know. I'm definitely, you know what I'm saying, I definitely want you guys to follow that. Give them that Twitter name one more time, love.
It's Jadore spelled back, which was just YARIODAJ, Yariodage. Because we want to hear from the people also, you know, hit us up and let us know what you think, what you're feeling. Because we know there's a lot of people out there that still want to hear him. We want to bring the music to everybody. You know, that's his father's biggest goal right now, is to bring the music to the, you know, that was his dream, to fulfill his son's dream. You know, his father started out as a rapper, and that's where he got his name from, as a matter of fact, because his father's name was Stack.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of emulating his father to a certain degree. And, you know, like that was his biggest dream, like I said, to put this, you know, a quality album out like his son would have wanted.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Definitely, you know, follow Yadare. It's spelled backwards, YARIODAJ. Follow that. Also, MA, put out the Twitter names again.
It's Stack Best. StackDestFriend. Stack Best Friend.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Is there any other sites or anything that you guys want us to, anything else that you guys need to put out there for us to log on, check, or leave comments on, or anything like that for other people to know?
You go to his Twitter account, I am Stack Bundles.
You can also go to his MySpace page. It's still up and running. It's still here with that. It's Stack Bundles Squad Up.
Okay. That's what's up. Make sure y'all log on the Stack Bundle Squad Up and all that. Please support this whole entire movement. You know,
and it's Facebook, Stack Bundles. And it's Facebook. You know what I mean? Go there too. It's called Stack Bundles.
That's what's up, man. Definitely support that. Support the whole movement. And, the last thing I gotta say before we move on to Ready Rock, for all of you guys, if you guys had any last words that you wanted to say to him, what would it be? Starting with MA.
Any last words I would say to my G's? I don't know. Like we so close, man. We always said we love each other. Like. I was my brother for real, even though he wasn't blood. Like we was brothers for the heart. So I just say I love you. That's it.
That's what's up, man. Real talk. And stepmoms, if you had any last words, stepmoms and little brother, what would it be to Stacks?
Definitely, what I would say to him is how proud I was of him. Let him know I was so proud of him.
I was letting him know I'm going to get my life together, man. He used to tell me that all the time. I used to have a big afro, baggy clothes. He said, get your life together. And I'm going to tell him I'll get my life together, man. I'm going to be proud. I'm going to make you proud. So that's my last words.
That's what's up. This is real talk right here, Lush Radio Online. You know, this is real right here. This is real radio, and we just asking for people to support everything that they're doing. Don't let this legacy, you know, die, you know. You know, squad up, you know, do what you got to do, man. Reach out to the powers that be, and let's definitely push this music. Let's push this music. Let's support his whole entire entity of what he established and what he worked so hard for day and night to establish. So please, I'm asking you guys to please help and support Stack's whole entire family, friends, and the whole movement. And that's personally coming from me, from Lush Radio and the whole staff and everybody, definitely. And I just want to say to you guys that I support you guys, love you guys. I support y'all, whatever we can do to help. This show is going to be archived for the people that didn't hear it. It will be sent around, so it'll be listened to the people all over. So I definitely support you guys, and I pray to God that everything that you guys want in life comes to pass, man. Seriously.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
We thank you for the support also.
No problem. You know, that's what we got to do for each other, man. If we ain't working together, then we ain't working at all. You know?
Right.
That's what it is, man. So I thank you. I thank you, M.A. And, you know, and you a good dude for doing what you're doing, man. It takes, you know, it takes a strong man to do what you're doing for real, fam. You know,
I got like the song you play. I ain't my brother's keeper. I'm gonna do whatever it takes to do what I have to do to keep my brother's name alive.
Right.
what it is, man. That's what it is. And you know, stepmoms and little brother, I support you guys, and, you know, you guys are definitely, you know, keeping his legacy strong, and we support you and we salute you. Squad up. Let's
squad up.
Online. We live in the building, you know what I'm saying? We talk directly with the family and friend of Stack Bundles and Engineer live on Lush Radio Online. And I support you guys, and I'm definitely going to be calling you guys on the flip side, you know, later after the show. Thank you, man. For real. Appreciate y'all. That's what it is. We had Stack Bundles family, people live in the building on Lush Radio Online. And in a few minutes, we're going to have Ready Rock live in the building. You know what I'm saying? This was a great show, man, a great show. You know what I mean? I didn't even, you know, expect to have all of that on there, man. Like, this is real talk right there. We got the real, you know, the realness and the truth, and we definitely want you guys to support them for real. From the bottom of my heart, please, man, support them. And we're going to have Ready Rock in a few minutes live on the show. Ready Rock is doing their thing in the industry, coming from Far Rock away from Queens, doing their thing. They on Smash, you know, Forbes DVD, all over the place. They just going hard in the paint. Ready Rock, INC, they've been definitely salute to the dude, Russ, because that dude goes so hard, business-minded, hard-working dude, humble dude, you know. So we're going to check on the phone lines if we got him on the line. We got a caller from the 347-598. You're live in the building. What's up, fam? Caller from the 347-598. Guess you're listening then. Okay, like I said, we're live in the building on Lush Radio Online, live in the building. And we also got a hot or not tonight. We got a hot or not from the artist Y.C. Definitely calling from the Midwest doing his 1-2. So I want to go ahead and throw that joint in the mix right here. It's a segment called Hot or Not, where we play new music from new artists that's definitely doing their thing in the industry. So we definitely try to support independent artists. So until they call in a few, we're going to go ahead and give y'all this Hot or Not. It's from your man, Y.LoyalB, and this joint right here is called Bounce. And we're going to check in the arsenal and check for that and see what's good, and definitely support this cat right here because he's doing his thing in the building. So we're definitely going to support him. So let me check for this joint. We're going to go to another quick commercial so I can find that in the arsenal real quick. So we're going to go ahead and go to a quick commercial, and we'll be back. And we're going to be...
Oh, this is a girl. She loves food. Loves radio online. So I'm live in the building. You already know what it is. I'm all the way turned up. The local voice is all the way turned up. You know why? I'm all over the WWE. CapitalCustom.com. You looking for that hot stuff, the way that you need it. And you just can't find the food store, then you have to holler at CapitalCustom.com. Your persona, baby, because it's all about branding and what you represent, man. So it's about being you and being fresh when you step out there. And that's what they all do. Go on to www.capitalcustom.com. Call them at 202-471-0310. Call them at 202-471-0310. And don't forget to follow them on Twitter at capital_custom. With a D. You already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Lush, man. And they got a 50% for you, because you already know what it is. I'm rocking my Capital Crew right now. You already know what it is, man, because I'm rocking it. Turn it up.
You already know what it is, man. I'm all the way turned up. Like I said, we're going to have Ready Rock live in the building doing a 1-2. Like I said, we had Mambo Sauce repping the DMV, and we had Stack Bundles best friend, M.A. live in the building, along with Miller, his engineer, along with his stepmother, and along with his little brother live in the building. So we ain't playing no games. We live on Lush Radio Online. Like I said, we're going to have Ready Rock live in the building talking about all the accomplishments and stuff that they doing in the industry. But you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna try to see if I can find this jump off right here from the cat. We're going to play the Hot or Not in a few, but I want to go ahead and see if I can bring my people in. Ready Rock, if they live in the building. Caller from the 347-445. You live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's cracking? Is this Ready Rock in the building?
Yeah, this your boy, Russ D. course, representing that Ready Rock gang shit. Shout out to the whole rap. You already know. It's poppin'.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Let me give you some Lush Radio love real quick, fam. You know what
yes,
I'm saying?
Sir.
Let me give you some Lush Radio love, fam. You know what I'm saying? Yup.
Yeah, what it is, though. It's poppin'. Poppin', though.
Ain't nothing, fam. You wanna go ahead and you know, get some shout outs in real quick before we get into the nitty gritty, fam?
Of course, I wanna shout out to my comrade F, my comrade Hungry, all the supporters, the whole rock. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that's fucking with us, you know. And y'all
that's
too.
That's what it is.
Bringing us here, much appreciated, much appreciated.
That's what it is. And I definitely got to shout out my sister, who was responsible for all the interviews on tonight.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Cookie, man.
Cookie?
Yeah. NYC Cookie.
Yeah. Shout out to Cookie NYC. You know what I'm saying? Follow her on Twitter. Starts with a K, not
yes,
a C. So she definitely has been holding us down live on Lush Radio Online.
Oh, yeah, I want to shout out MA, too. You know what I'm saying? Now it took a lot of courage for him to put that album out, man. Keep doing your thing, man. Rest in peace, Stat.
That's what I think. MA might still be on the line, so you might actually be able to say something to him. MA, you still with us over there,
man.
MA?
Yo. Yo, I'm here.
Yeah, man. I just want to say, man, good luck for putting that album out, man. The Rock needed that, geez. Real talk. It took a lot of courage to do that, man. I know you over there fighting them devils and all that, but.
You already know.
That man ain't going on, G.
Yeah, and I'm going to do what I do for my nigga. You ready?
Yeah, man. If y'all need any help, you already know we here, man. We in y'all corner. You dig?
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what it is.
Fall Rock love shit all day.
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? The crazy thing about it is, man, y'all guys, man, I swear to God, man, I mean, grind, we talk about stacks grind, too, but Russ, son, your whole camp been grinding hard, Russ. We trying to just
make a name for ourselves, man, at the same time also trying to eat off it, you know what I mean? You know, we've been able to generate a little bit of rap money off it, so that gives us the ambition to keep going with it. You know what I'm saying? So it's actually people that supporting what we're doing and shit. You know what I mean?
I got a question for you because you got a team, and I know one of your mans had you know did a bid, and you held them down and everything. You know what I'm saying? Why
yeah,
you
I mean,
did
shit.
Bid
it was two of the group members that did bids and shit like that, and you know. I just out there with a real nigga would do.
So, and with to come to that, what I'm asking is, how important is loyalty to you when it comes to this music industry, and you know, just in general, how important is that to you, Sam?
That's real important. You know what I'm saying? Because when you got people that's loyal around you, you know what I'm saying? That's like a red jewel. You know what I'm saying? Because you see other camps, you know what I'm saying, they might break up. It's a lot of jealousy and shit like that. But we don't got that over here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I helped my niggas down. I did what I was supposed to do. And right now, you know, they home, you know what I'm saying, and doing what they do also. You know what I mean?
That's what it is. And I actually, you know, shout out to Doggy Diamond. You know, I seen y'all on the fourth DVD. You know,
yeah,
I got off the phone with him.
That's a good dude too, man.
I seen y'all guys on there doing y'all 1-2, man, and just talking about, you know, the industry and stuff, you know, naysayers and all that, you know. But
yeah,
on a positive note, despite everything that cats say, you guys, when cats wasn't giving y'all a lane, you guys created your own lane, your own noise. And you guys have been able to touch places that most cats can't even touch on Smash, Force DVD, you know, allhiphop.com. You did a joint with Quintessence, you know, and you guys are doing your thing, man. And what basically keeps y'all moving and ticking? You know, what keeps y'all saying that this is what I got to do what actually inspired y'all to even get together and say, this is the music thing that we want to just do? This is what I want to do right now.
I mean, you know, we all love this music. You know what I'm saying? Like, my pops, rest in peace, you know, he was a DJ, so I grew up around that. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, music is in my soul. So I try to just, you know what I'm saying, keep going. It makes me feel good, and it's also therapeutic. You know what I'm saying? So I can, like, share, you know what I'm saying, like, my pains and my happiness with the world, and, you know, and people actually listen to it. You know what I mean? So that's what's really keeping us going and shit like that. We really love it. We really love it. You know what I mean?
That's real talk right there. And I got another caller, a caller from the 215 live in the building. You're live on Lush Radio Online. We're live with the one and only Ruddy Rock, your man with the plan, Russ D. What up?
What's good?
I want to give a shout out to Stack Bundle.
Yeah, shout out to the boy Stack.
From his mother, from his other brother.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
That's what's up. Shout out to the boy Stack.
He was definitely the greatest. The greatest. No other
That's
is better than Stack Bundle.
Exactly.
Rest in peace, Stack Bundle. You will always live in my heart. True love will never die. This is coming
exactly.
from
you. That's what's up, man. Appreciate you for that. Well,
rest in
that's
peace,
what's up, man. Rest in peace, Stacks, man. But yeah, man. But you know, with the whole movement and everything, man. Tell us about, you know, some of the cats y'all working with, new projects, things we need to look out for. You know what I'm saying? Some of the cats that you working on production, man. Tell us some of that situation going down.
I mean, well, you know what I'm saying? We got the new joint out right now called Keep Going. You know what I'm saying? We got the little video for that. You know what I'm saying? We also got that on iTunes, so y'all can go pick that up. We just working right now. We trying to just, you know what I'm saying, keep everything pretty much in-house. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people nowadays, they really look for the cosign. So we trying to make it on our own. So, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, nobody can't say, oh, somebody gave them their shot. We trying to take it. Basically trying to take it. So, you know, we're working on new songs, new moves and stuff like that, you know, all that. So that's really pretty much what we're doing, just keeping it going.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. And Russ, man, how hard is it for you, you know, because basically I consider, looking at you and with the whole team, I consider you like the rock of the team, you know, that everybody comes to for advice and different things like that. How hard is it, you know, trying to keep everything together?
I mean, it's not easy. I mean, we started out with like 5-6 members of the group, you know what I'm saying? So, but you know the saying, it's hard to keep everybody together, you know what I'm saying? So we let, you know, whoever going to go their separate way, no hard feelings, and we just took what was left. We picked up the pieces, and then we just looking straight, keep going. Now, I mean, it's not easy, though. You know what I'm saying? We have disagreements. That's what, you know what I'm saying, brothers from another do. You know what I'm saying? We argue, but, you know what I'm saying, we disagree to agree, and then, you know, we go with it. You know what I'm saying?
That's,
I love my brothers from another. I love them.
That's what it is, man. Can you give us out the, you know, the websites and all that and everything, like the Twitter and all that we can get in contact?
Yeah, you can go check out everything I'm talking about at www.readyrockinc.tk. That's readyrockinc. I really don't like giving out my Twitter, but for y'all, I do it. My Twitter is Russ_ReadyRock. So that's RUSS_READYROCK.
That's what it is. Well, I already know that Russ is following me on Twitter, so I'm going to be bothering him anyway, so it don't matter.
Yeah. Yo, I actually got one of the band members trying to call up to the station, but he can't get through.
Oh, the lines might have been full and everything. We're going to tell him to call in right now. He can get through.
You know, he's about to call in right now. But, yo, this is much appreciated, man, for giving us that light and all of that, man. Like, You know what I'm saying? It's real appreciated, man.
Man, like you know, real recognize real, and I recognize grind, and also my sister Cookie went. When my sister Cookie co-signed something, then it's official. I have no words to even question anything she say. You feel me? So my thing is like this. You guys are grinding, and it's time. It's the year of the underdog, point blank. Lush Radio, the underdog. You know, Ready Rock, the underdog. Stacks, the underdog. Mambo Sauce, the underdog. You know what I'm saying? Doggy Diamonds, the underdog. You know what I mean? Freshie, the underdog. Cast that. It's the year of the underdog, point blank, man. So we here.
Exactly.
And we got to support each other. So I think it's one of the other band members, group members.
That's my comrade, right there.
What's up, Sam? Yeah.
Ain't nothing much, man, you know, out here doing what we do, trying to keep it moving, man.
Yeah, man. That's cool to member to the group, you know what I'm saying? Other members hungry, you know, he's doing what he do. Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hungry can't be with us right now, but.
Yeah, but we just trying to bring that real music back, man, and just make a name for ourselves, man, and just do what we got to do, you know what I'm saying? Trying to have that tunnel vision, really. Nah, man,
That's what it is, man. And, you know, being in the music industry, guys, what do you think is the hardest adversity that you guys had to deal with?
I mean, you want to answer that, F?
The hardest adversity, really, I mean, well, for me, it just be trying to divide the streets from the industry, you know? Because we all know it's like, you know, we're not getting, like, top dollar music money right now. So it's, like, just for me being, you know, trying to do the music and trying to balance the music in the streets at the same time, you know, that's hard. And then just dealing with a lot of, you know, hater stuff, hater shit, you know what I mean? Just dealing with a lot of jealousy, side talking, and, you know, dealing with a lot of, you know, dudes act like girls and, you know, things of that nature. You know what I mean? It is what it is. It comes with the business.
I feel you, fam. We got a lot of dudes that act like girls. They act like that towards me. So, hey, I laugh at them. They only ensuring us that we doing the right thing. Ha-ha!
Exactly. But it come with the territory, though. I'm starting to realize that. You know, at first I was a little upset, you know, by what niggas would say. But now, you know what I'm saying? I'm calmed down. I'm relaxed, relating, releasing, and breathing, and understanding that, you know what I'm saying, niggas ain't going to like what you do. Everybody ain't going to feel what you do. So it is what it is. Yeah.
But you know what I can say for you guys? I salute you. I'm proud of you guys for grinding and not letting anybody stop you guys. And I definitely salute you, Russ, for holding the whole team down. And I support you guys for coming out and supporting him and doing what you guys got to do to keep on doing and keeping on. And that's what I support y'all and what y'all doing.
So
I got to go ahead and let the people hear this music right here. Keep going. You know, Ready Rock.
Uh-huh.
We want y'all to go ahead and introduce this to the people real quick, fam.
Go ahead and introduce that, Russ, man.
This the new joint right here. Keep going. It's your boy, Russ D. Your boy F, your boy Hungry, that Ready Rock ain't triple bang shit right there, man. Follow
sure already know, man.
Yeah.
Hungry telling me to keep going, and Russ telling me to keep flowing, and let me drift. And I'm gonna keep on grinding, and I'm gonna keep on shining. And I'm gonna keep on grinding, and I'm gonna keep on shining. Right back, told them that I'd be right back. They pull me off the streets like Lucas Trudis. Didn't make half of him, they glad at that. But Patterson trying to fuck up my future. Homie, I'm just trying to rap, give you a line of facts. Or I could unload this clip and let you bureaucrats swallow that. Addicted to this money, my vice is these hoes. D-May Poppy, give me a price on that snow.
How high?
I throw a number at him, he tell me
it's too low.
Aight, I got a better deal. Hungry, show him how that Beretta feel. Fuck him, my youngest to get his ass like Lexus still. I come correct for real. Get your bread up, 48 hour homie, fresh out of prison. Got me out here playing catch up. Old school school me, he said, youngin', keep your head up. He got 33 years in, coming home never.
M telling me to keep going, and Russ telling me to keep flowing, and let me drift. And I'm gonna keep on grinding, and I'm gonna keep on shining. Cutting on the radio, eye chinky. Smoking on some 40 with my baby. I call her duty cause she handles all the duties. While I'm playing Call of Duty, down in next room watching all these damn movies. Thomas, handymanies, that's some new joints. But back when I was down in the pins, I was thinking in my mind, what's the point of this low shit? Kicked out of shock, I gotta go somewhere else. 6 month program down the drain, well, damn, my family at home waiting for me. My bad, warm, I was wrong, but listen to me. December 26th, I was home. 8 hour ride, I arrived 8:15. I kissed my son on his forehead. I ain't wheezy, I ain't gay, baby. Respect it. M telling me to keep going, and Russ telling me to keep flowing, and let me drift. And I'm gonna keep on grinding, and I'm gonna keep on shining. Finally, my niggas touched down like the goal line. Blizzard outside, dog, it was grind time. Couple miles of running, it's the finish line. Couple lames is hating, but it's all fine. What? Keep the swammy in the tub. I see my comrade, yo, what up? Chop it up for a minute, my G. You trying to get rich off a half a key. Bacardi Lima with the ginger ale. Woo! You know it rock well. The gates open from themselves and it's all swell. Switching lanes on the con doing. Don't do it. Intoxicated off that fluid. Word to my pops, man, my team be the truest. Change your opinions like, dog, you ain't notice. Them all ink boys, steady focus. I'm trying to get them chips to make my whip that Lotus. Get it. M telling me to keep going, and Russ telling me to keep flowing, and let me drift. And I'm gonna keep on grinding, and I'm gonna keep on shining. M telling me to keep going, and Russ telling me to keep flowing, and let me drift. And I'm gonna keep on grinding, and I'm gonna keep on shining.
Man, you already know what it is. It's your girl, Leslie Lush, live in the building, and you heard that first, man. Woo! You already know what it is. Ready Rock live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. You already know it's official, man. We supporting the people in the industry, man. We supporting the underdog, man. This is the home of the underdog, man. And we about to shine. We don't even gotta scream that we shining. Y'all going to see us shining. You heard me?
Excellent.
Ready Rock live in the building. What up, fam?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was
yes,
that
sir.
Keep Ready going Rock. Shit right there, man. You know, go get that on iTunes. Check the video out. Also with the AM to the PM shit. It's on YouTube. Anywhere else for DVD. Check us out,
yeah,
man.
And we got some new shit coming too. Like we definitely got some new heat rock coming. You already know what it is.
We always working. They don't call us Ready Rock for nothing, man.
Well, we got some new heat rock. I mean. I got some new heat rock coming, you know what I mean, for all the listeners and all that. Yeah,
definitely. We got some shit popping off, you know what I mean?
That's what it is. Y'all need to support Ready Rock, because if you don't support Ready Rock, I'm going to smack you myself. So you already know what it is, man. I'm like the baby case play a little. It's like, let me start.
Oh, yeah, y'all better shout out.
Okay, thank you. That's my
shout
dude
out to
right
the whole
there.
Fall Rock and all
good.
That.
For real. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
you guys are definitely doing your numbers. And if y'all guys don't know, they've been on Force DVD, you know, on Smash, allhiphop.com. I mean, every DVD, magazine, TV show, and everything that you could think of, they've been on. They worldwide.
We've been on the mainstream radio too, Power 105.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So it's an accomplishment. Magazine. I sit back and look like, damn, we did a lot of shit for unsigned, you know, artists or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But we just trying to make history, man. That's it. We ain't worrying about
That's
nothing else. We're trying to make history.
That's what it is, man. We still got a couple more days in this month. So basically, it is still Black History Month, and we are black and we making history, right?
Of course.
You know?
Yeah, you already know.
Every day.
Every day,
you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. So, man, I salute y'all and everything y'all doing. And You know, I definitely support y'all, man, and I hope that everything that y'all want in life, man, comes to pass. But can you guys give some advice to some of these up-and-coming cats that's coming in the game or just youth that look up to you from your area or just all around? What kind of advice would you give about coming into the game?
My advice, real quick, is just to do you. You can't try to be somebody else. You know, be you, be yourself, and you know, get yours or get my. That's my motto: get yours or get nothing. You know,
exactly.
And I went through. I had experienced some hardships of my own, and you live and you learn. You know what I mean? So, I don't regret nothing that I've been through thus far. But you know, you got to do you. You can't do nobody else. You know what I'm saying? Do you. Get yours or get nothing, period. I mean?
That's pretty much the same thing, man. We come from that same motto. Just worry about doing what you got to do for you and your peoples and your family. Everything else is just block it out. You got tunnel vision. That's it. Don't worry about what the naysayers say because they put there for a reason. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to pull that energy from you. But just always have positive energy and you're gonna prevail. You know what I'm saying? Because we went through a lot of shit and we still going through shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's my opinion.
Yeah, but y'all making it, though. No matter what you go through, like they said, whatever doesn't break you, make you stronger. You feel me? So y'all making it. Y'all still here. You feel me? So
dedication, determination. Huh?
Yeah, that's why we made that song, Keep Going. We trying to just keep going, man. Everything we put in our music is real, man, from life experience or whatever's around us. Nothing fake. You know what I'm saying? So we just trying to just, like I said, tunnel vision. That's the phrase of the year, tunnel vision. We ain't worrying about
college
campus. You feel
that's
me? Shout out to the whole rock, man, and everybody that's supporting the movement.
Definitely, man. Make sure y'all support these cats. You know what I'm saying? Go support their iTunes. Make sure y'all go check out the comments on the videos, all that. We need them numbers to go up, man. We need them. I mean, they up, but we want them extra up, man.
Yeah.
We're going to get them up. We're going to get them up, though.
Get them up.
Yeah, get them up, man.
You know, get them up. Go over there and support that. Hit up the videos. Do what you got to do. You already know what it is. Ready Rock
check
Live in the building.
Out, check that site out, www.readyrockinc.tk. Hit us up, man. It's all there, everything we talk about.
That's what, and I'm gonna tell y'all, man, they ain't Hollywood dudes, man. They be real dudes. They really answer their Twitters and they answer their stuff, man. Like they some real dudes, real humble dudes. So I ask you guys to support.
We still in the hood. We still in the hood.
Yeah, you see me out here, like I'm in the street. You know, you can see me in the street. I'm out here. I mean, it ain't like you know, I'm out here, and you could come up to me and holler at me, and it's like whatever. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing Hollywood
hood,
over here. I'm not Hollywood over here at all.
Not at all, man. We still in the hood, still, you know what I'm saying, chopping it up with the Goonies.
We ain't Hollywood, we Hollywood, you heard?
Yes, sir.
That's what it is. And I, like I said, man, I support you guys, man. I salute y'all for everything that you're doing. And I just want cats to support what you're doing. And I love y'all, man. I'm definitely going to holler at y'all on the flip side.
Yes, sir.
And on that note, I just want to let y'all know that I definitely salute everybody that came through on the show, same time, same place, you know, 6 o'clock each and every Friday. You know, we doing hot interviews. We bringing something new to the table that people ain't doing out here. We bringing real music, no matter what genre it is, but we definitely support the underdog. We're live in the building, Lush Radio Online. And just to let y'all know, one of the underdogs I'm talking about, we got Y.LoyalB on the Twitter. He got a joint called Bounce. He submitted it for the Hot or Not. So I want all y'all cats to Twitter me and let me know if you feel this is hot or not. So I want y'all to let me know what's really good. Y.LoyalB Bounce, you know what I'm saying, coming from the Midwest, the whole Ohio area.
Shout out to the Midwest.
And it's all love, too, man. It's all love over here at Ready Rock, man. All the haters get lost in the wind. It's all love over here, y'all.
Yes, sir.
That's what it is, man. So basically support Y.LoyalB. I'm going to throw this joint on to rub this dude right here, and we will be back next Friday. Check for the kid, and also, you know, Tuesday, hey, check for me. I might have Cassius, Eminem's new artist, man. Check for the kid, man. Live in the building. I ain't playing no games. I'm turned all the way up. Shout out to Lazy K Productions. Frenchie, I see you. You know what I'm saying? You already know what it is. Tucson Ali, I see you. You already know what it is. We in the building. Let's
coast
go.
Coast to coast instrumental.
Let's go. Nightmare Records in the building. IRS the movie. Shout out to my whole camp, man. On this shit, yo, we gon' make you just bam. Come on, bam. Everybody just bam. Come on, bam. Everybody just bam. Come on, bam. Everybody just bam. Come on, bam. Everybody, you feeling that? I'm back with that. I'm killing that. You copping that? Shit, punchline. I be at the finish line. By the time you catch mine, ain't no stopping my shine, my shine. I'm back on my blocker. Cindy Hard Rocker. Only this time, I ain't chopping up the rocker. Put the sauce down, sauce dangle from the ceiling. Pursuing the milling, it's the only thing I'm feeling. Fresh hard denim, got my knees all in them. Main act, sanity, the parlay, venom. Red line, front me with the baseline. I be at the finish line, by the time you catch mine. Ain't no stopping my shine, you should go and fall back. Let me play my cards right, full house red light. Dashboard headlights, running through the red light. Left the whole trap light, now I got a music hype. Fly boy in shit, slices to your breathing. I am made a teammate, you might want to scream it. Cause the way I'm sunning it, you swear I was from Phoenix. They are so anemic, I don't plan seeing it. Seen it, bam, come on. Bam, everybody just bam, come on, bam, everybody just bam, come on, bam, everybody just bam, come on, bam, everybody, you feeling that, I'm back with that, I'm killing that, you copping that. Punchline, I be at the finish line. By the time you catch me, ain't no stopping my shine. My shine. Be the boss of all bosses, moving what I weigh. Nowadays, I just call shots from away. Used to take trades till I was damn near pissy. Now I hit the spot by the bar for the missing. Rosé drinker, casual thinker. Still past the line for the cats who wanna beef for. I am a seeker, founder of a keeper. Rhyme so hard I could annihilate ether. Balance with me, come on. Tell me who I'm missing. Amber alerts going out for the missing. Ain't nobody dissing. This here is a mission. If you need a fix, send it all to my attention. Money over everything, that's my intuition. Came from where they never came up. Gotta change the game up. Think your damn game up. Come on, where stars is. What a nigga aim for. Come on, bam. Come on, bam. Everybody just bam. Come on, bam. Everybody just bam. Come on, bam. Everybody just bam. Come on, bam. Everybody, you feeling that? I'm back with that. I'm killing that. You copping that? Shit, punchline. I be at the finish line. By the time you catch mine, ain't no stopping my shine, my shine. Bounce till you can't bounce. Rock to the rhythm. Don't sing with them. This is not an instrumental. You should feel the beat knock every time the heat drop. You should wanna cop this, place it on our E-block. Shout out to my big bruh, Easy Ears Q-Dawg. Legendary nightmare, send me 216 y'all. Cleveland, we back in this motherfucker. So put a stamp on it, bounce in this motherfucker. Bam, come on, bounce. Everybody just bam, come on, bounce. Everybody just bam, come on, bounce. Everybody just bam, come on, bounce. Everybody, you feeling that? Back with that, I'm killing that, you copping that, shit, punchline, I be at the finish line, by the time you catch mine, ain't no stopping my shine, my shine.
Yeah, Lush Radio Online, you already know what it is, man. I don't do it for me, I do it for the people. We live in the building, and we out, player.